First of all, I appreciate this more than you'll ever know. Running for supervisor was not on my list of things to do, ever. About four or five people from the county asked me to do that, apparently independently. I still haven't decided whether that was a conspiracy or not. And my comment was always, why would I do a dumb thing like that? You know, government was government. Well, there was an election, and the incumbent won by a very few votes, and I said, what am I missing here? So I started going to meetings, and I came home one day, and I told Gloria, the county deserves better than they're getting. And she said, you're going to do this, aren't you? And I said, no, but somebody has to. And that was the, I guess, the beginning of the end or the end of the beginning. I'm not sure which. At any rate, it's only because she supports me that I'm able to do what I do. Gloria has been my strength as long as I can remember. Gloria was my strength when I was working for a living, working for Jack Welch. Gloria's always been for me, there for me, and she's my conscience. So anyway, if you appreciate what I've done, tell Gloria thank you, not me, because she drives the solution, and she tolerates things. And Angel, I know your name is Angel, but she's the angel of Tuolumne County, because she's the most patient, tolerant, and understanding woman in the entire county, without a doubt. What I want to tell the staff is I had a lot of things to say, but there isn't time to do that. You're amazing. Traveled around the state. I've met a lot of people. I've networked with a lot of people. And I'd put you up against anybody. You are a great team. I know you're understaffed and overworked and all that kind of stuff, but that isn't going to change. But you get the job done, and you set priorities, and you are amazing. And we have conversations about it. We don't always agree. You have to straighten me out more times than not, but that's the way things are. But you're amazing. And it goes right down the list, everybody. I will share with you, because you haven't heard it in a while, the reason I am the way I am is over here, and if you haven't heard the glorious speech, I'm going to give it to you right now, so pay attention. We've been married about 3 years. I'm going to classes, and I'm working long hours. That shouldn't surprise anybody. But anyway, I looked at the books, and I started chewing her out because I said, Gloria, don't you have to understand something? Simple equation. Income has to exceed expenses. You're spending money like a drunken sailor. You would give the government lessons in deficit spending. What are you doing? When I finish my tirade, she says to me, she says, are you done? I said, yeah, I'm done. She had two things to tell me. She told me she still loved me. That was good news. But now here's the line that makes the sense, and I implore you to pay attention. She says, I want you to understand it's not that I'm dissatisfied with your income. It's that I have great confidence in your potential. That's a true story. That isn't made up. And Jack Welch used to use that with his GMs. He would say, congratulations, you've done a great job. You went beyond what we thought you'd do. I know beyond what you thought you'd do. And when they got done applauding themselves and patting themselves on the back, he says, but we're not anywhere near where we need to be. Well, that's where we are, folks. We're not anywhere near where we need to be. And I'm not paranoid, but I got to tell you, those, Graham, the city folks are out to get us. They don't understand rural issues, and it's important that we stay connected, and we stay connected, and you do that through the associations like CSAC, RCRC, and NACO. That's where the issues are happening, and our issues are common to a lot of other people, and we get it done in a group by advocating the right answers. I also want to tell you, that for the last 6 years at least, you're reputed to have the best board of supervisor team in the entire state. And that's not me saying that. That's other people saying that. They notice how we work apparently in unison. We do all our fighting and disagreeing, but when the decision's made, we go after making it happen, and we don't argue about it anymore. That time is over. We don't look back. We move forward, and that's what you got to do. I will say that there's one thing that no one mentioned. I think Supervisor Brennan alluded to it. I've enjoyed being the 411 operator for the board and other people. I have all these contacts. They're always calling me and say, do you have so-and-so's contact information? And of course, most of the time I do. The biggest mistake you can do is give me your cell phone. Ken Pimlott learned that and others. I never leave without giving somebody some advice on where they need to go. We don't look back, because looking back is only for history and learning lessons. Where do we need to be? I only picked top five. There's a lot more to it than that. And I'm going to give those to you now. And by the way, I've got copies of this for all of you. What are you laughing about, Liz? I got one for you, too. The first one is community safety and protection. Everybody knows what happened at Paradise. The lessons of Paradise lost cannot be lost. We are slow learners. My first early recollection of a major firestorm that wiped out a community and caused a lot of damage was Oakland Hills, 1991. I want you to think about that, 1991. Laguna happened 2 years later in 1993. We've had a multitude of those issues since then. I thought the worst nightmare in the world for 70 days was rim fire. Boy, did I miss that one. That was bad. But just neighbor to us, Butte County and Lake County, at the same time, had these massive fires. They lost lives. They lost homes. I talked to Supervisor Teeter from Butte County, Paradise. That was his district. The whole doggone district virtually burned up. He lost his home. His in-laws lost their home. His family members lost homes. And he was running for his life. He told me, in a conversation, I thought I was going to die. I thought we were going to die. So, I want you to look at Tuolumne County. And Connie, I'm glad you're here, and Jim. We're set up for the same thing. I can give you a whole list, and they're on the list here, including the city of Sonora. Look at this hill over here. Look over here. Look at Cedar Ridge. Look at Phoenix Lake. Look at Crystal Falls. We're all set up for it. Oh, we love our trees. We don't maintain defensible space. And you put those guys back there in the CAL FIRE uniforms, and you too, Shane, they put you at risk because you've got to go out and deal with it when it happens. We just had it at Denell Fire. Ferguson Fire and Detweiler Fire, they evacuated Mariposa twice. We got to pay attention, and we can't wait for someone else to do it for us. We got to put together a plan to do it. We need to establish escape routes. That's why I pushed so hard for that escape route last year out of Cedar Ridge down to Old Oak Ranch, because we needed that, but it's not hardened. Those things all need to be done. There's a whole list here. I'll leave that with the board. The MSA agreement is a landmark thing. There's other people that have MSA agreements, but we're driving a solution there, and that needs to have priority in everything we do if we're going to manage public lands and avoid having another major fire in our county. I don't know if we can move fast enough on any of this stuff, but we have to drive that solution. We have to have projects for years in advance on that thing and make it happen. It also brings economic development. It'll improve the environment. It'll improve the water yield. It'll improve everything. But we got to drive it, and we're just getting started. But we're way ahead of everybody else. I don't understand this. Fire guys, I get upset over what I call inconsistent fire management policy. The Forest Service fights fires different than you do, CAL FIRE, and some of the local agencies, and the Park Service, and BLM. We got to stomp fires out. I think that's the Cal Fire motto, or paraphrase. Stomp them out quick. I don't care what time of year they come out. If you want to have a prescribed burn, do a prescribed burn that's planned, not an inadvertent one. Get it done. Put them out. Our people are at risk, and they all tie together. Affordable housing, major issue, as far as I'm concerned. That's going to break the back of everybody in California. And Graham, Lisa, our legislature doesn't understand it. They think they can tax something and subsidize housing. Subsidized solutions don't work. We got to figure out how to build houses, both rental and home ownership, and it's an important part. This whole state is suffering from that problem. The whole country is, but we're worse. The final thing is water. We need a reliable, secure water supply and delivery system in this county. And we don't have it. We got to do it. We got to work with our partners, TUD and other water districts, but TUD being the big player, and find a way to make it happen. None of us are in this alone. We're in it together. We got to set our priorities. We got to drive the solutions, and we have to make it happen. I'm going to leave you with that and tell you that it's been my privilege to serve as a supervisor here. I know I have a reputation as leaving a wake. That's why I need a handler. But if you don't get to the point, it doesn't happen. They misunderstand. You got to drive home the solution. You can't just complain about a problem. You got to have a solution. And I implore you all to be part of the solution and not just part of the problem. My privilege to serve. I thank the people of Tuolumne County District 2. I thank you all for being here. I thank you for all the kind words. But we got a job to do. It's time to go do it. Thanks.
Thank you, Supervisor.